Canadian police on Friday reportedly started arresting truckers in Ottawa who've been protesting Canada's vaccine mandates and other COVID-19-related restrictions for the past 3 weeks. With some dressed in tactical gear and carrying automatic weapons, police began a crackdown on Thursday night, reportedly arresting two of the movement's organizers around the capital's Parliament Hill area. Authorities also sealed off a large section of the city's center to prevent people from entering. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported the arrests had taken place and said that police had set up several detention centers around the city. The police action also led to the country's House of Commons suspending its Friday session. Canada's Parliament building has been the focal point of the protests. 9 passengers were missing after a blaze engulfed a ferry sailing from Greece to Italy early Friday. Firefighters were battling to rescue people trapped on the ship. A total of 240 passengers and 51 crew members were on board the Italian-flagged Euroferry Olympia when the fire broke out. Rescue vessels took most of those rescued to the island of Corfu, where ambulances were waiting. Grimaldi Lines, the owner of the vessel, said earlier that tugboats were sailing to the area to help recover the ship. The cause of the blaze is still being investigated. A judge in the northern U.S. state of Minnesota on Friday sentenced former police officer Kimberly Potter to 2 years in the fatal shooting of black motorist Dante Wright during a traffic stop. It was a lighter sentence than the just over 7 years in prison that prosecutors wanted. Potter said she mistook her handgun for her taser in firing on Wright, who resisted when officers pulled him over in a Minneapolis suburb last April. Potter was found guilty in December of first-degree and second-degree manslaughter. The shooting triggered multiple nights of protests in the town of Brooklyn Center. The demonstrations captured national attention at a time when many Americans were reckoning with racism and police violence.